Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, a show dedicated to the storytelling that happens or should happen when practitioners purchase technology. Each episode is designed to inspire new ways and ideas to make your business better as we speak with the brightest minds in recruitment and HR tech. That's what we do. Here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you're listening to the Use Case Podcast. Listen, today we're going to be actually talking with Jaya Cherie, and she's with a company called Appraise. And we're going to be digging into her company and also digging into kind of how people and why people should buy. But before we get into all that, why don't we do introductions? Jaya Cherie, will you do me a favor and the audience a favor and introduce yourself and also introduce Appraise?
Yep, sure. William, first of all, thanks for having me on the podcast. It's really an honor to be here. And so a little bit about myself. I am the CEO and founder of Appraise. And so Appraise is a complete employee engagement solution where it uses social recognition as the underlying theme. And it connects it to the performance management. Thereby, you can inspire, motivate your employees to perform well and increase the productivity of the company.
I love it. I love this category too, engagement and also tied to performance. So it's not just for your engagement for engagement's sake. It's tied to something tangible. And I think a lot of HR leaders have always wanted that. They've always wanted to be able to say, the reason we invest here is so that we can get this over here. First question out of the box, because people are working remotely, is probably questions you're getting asked on a daily basis. How do you think engagement has changed with remote workers, and what are your clients and prospects asking you about engagement as it relates to remote work and, you know, COVID and things like that?
Yeah, so I think when this COVID started, actually a lot of queries started coming in because everybody is working remote. So how do we engage them? How do we motivate them to work from the, with all this anxiety happening around them? How do we motivate them? How do we recognize them so that they, because what you see at the office is very different from what they work from home. So what the people wanted to see, is there a way where we could do more recognition, more engagement? How do we keep them together as a team? And so that has been on the top of the minds of people. And that's where we get a lot of queries talking about the engagement. Definitely it has changed, but I think more and more the companies are taking more effort to keep them engaged rather than before, when it was always a good to have kind of thing.
Right. It's, in the U.S. we call it nice to have versus need to have. And you want engagement because you just want, you know, there's both a lot of science behind those that are engaged, you know, perform better, et cetera. But also you just want people to be happier. And so one would assume that if they're engaged, they're happier in their work. You mentioned recognition. Which I automatically, my spidey sense goes up. How have you seen recognition change in the last couple of years? Like, what have you, people wanting different things or needing different things? I want to think of, like, it used to be service awards and people would want Starbucks gift cards or vacation days or whatever. Like, what have you seen in how has recognition changed just in times that you've been studying it?
So the recognition, the earlier it used to be, as you said, service awards or milestone recognitions. But with millennials coming into the place, right, they actually need more on the spot peer recognition. They are okay with peer recognition because they have grown up with the Facebooks and the Twitters and all the social media. So where even a like is a recognition, right? If somebody goes and likes your post, it's like somebody has recognized you. So for them, peer recognition is even like, you know, it's like, it's kind of a must to have kind of a thing they look for. And with the millennials, the other thing you see is they all grow up with like getting stars for participation, right? When in the schools and the colleges, as even if you participate, you get a star. Not necessarily in the early days, like as we grew up, you don't have to be either the first or the second or the third to get a medal of honor or whatever. So when they come into the workplace, they kind of look for that type of a recognition to happen or like a validation of what they have done. So that's where the peer recognition has become the most important thing. And I've seen the companies have started to look for peer recognitions. And that is why the social recognition is also much more important, I would say. Because when you do the peer recognition, then this generation would like to share it with others. So that's where allowing them to share it with the social media and having others go like it or comment on it becomes a part of their work life, I should say. When they have the social media in the personal life, they would like very something similar in the workplace also for recognition. And then if you tie it up with a gamification and you do some kind of a rewards, it can be monetary, non-monetary, because I have seen companies which just do non-monetary and people are still happy to do that. So as long as they get recognized at the right time, which is a real-time recognition happening, I think people really appreciate that rather than having a reward given to them later on, right?
I love that. One of the things I want to ask real quick, just on peer recognition, I'm assuming still that we kind of follow the model of public praise, private criticism. Is that we still follow that? Like if you have something that's critical of an individual as a peer or otherwise, that would be something you would take and make more or less that not something that would be public.
Yes, very good question, actually, because in our system, in appraise, we have this thing called, recognition is called appraise, we call it as appraise, and our criticism is, we don't want to call it, criticism is still a negative word, and I believe, and our appraise mission is to make workplace a very positive environment, so any type of negative word is not allowed in our vocabulary. So we call it as feed forward. So feed forward is something where you want the person to work on. And this, again, anybody can give that feed forward, but it is very private to the person who goes in. And you also have an option, because we tie it with the performance management. So there is an option to even mark the manager of the person, right? So that option is there since we tie it up with the performance. But the feed forward is a great way to send the private. Yeah. I won't even call it as feedback, because feedback is looking back. But this is like a development of what you want the person to work on.
Well, I love the way that y'all have positioned that, because I not just for millennials, but I just think it's a more positive way of saying, listen, we all have to work on things. We all have to get better at things. Like, no one's got it all covered. Here's some feed forward things that you could possibly be working on. And again, that's not public. It's a private matter. And that can come from any direction, which I like all of that. You mentioned real time, and you did that real kind of quickly, but I wanted to kind of ask a little bit more about that. You know, you are dealing with, I mean, and again, I don't want to kind of get into the generations, because I think they're more alike than disalike, but I think what I like about real time is it's Pavlovian, right? It's B.F. Skinner. It's, you did something well, you just, you know, presented in a meeting and you killed it. You did really, really well. That praise I don't want to, the week later, I've already slept. You know, I've done some things since then. I don't even remember what I did during that presentation. So I love real time. Do you get asked from your clients or your prospects about doing things that are more personal or highly personalized to the individual? Like, can the individual set requirements on things that they'd like to get from, from appraise?
There's not been so much of ask for, say, for a personalized recognition part of it, I would say. But rewards, yes, there will be some companies would have asked for, like, you know, how can I make it much more personal to the person? The reason is with appraise, what you have is when you recognize somebody, when a peer recognizes a peer or a director manager or a manager to direct, whichever way it goes, we say it's not just saying, hey, good job. It's also about, for what are you recognizing the person for? Is it, what did they demonstrate? Is it a value or a competency or a skill? Right, then it becomes much more meaningful to the person who receives it. Then they can convert it to their strength, right? If I say, hey, good job on demonstrating project management skill, then I can convert it into my strength. And then we also have this thing of saying on what context and what outcome, which is like your location tags in the Facebook and additional information you provide. It makes it really meaningful to the person who receives it. And you can also personalize it with your audio or a video or a picture. Then it becomes a very personalized recognition which goes to the person. And they have the option to share it with the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, if the companies allow it, because we still want the companies to decide whether they want to. And so that way it becomes personalized when you add your own information to it. And it becomes meaningful. On the other hand, it also creates analytics for the organization.
Well, one of the things I love about what you're doing is candidates under 35. They generally ask a series of questions of recruiters that, some of, and they're in no particular order, like what's next, so like if they're looking at a project management job, okay, after I do that job and do a good job, what's after that? What's the next bit? They ask a question that's directly linked to you is, how are you going to praise me? How are you going to recognize me? How are you going to, and it's usually phrased in that, how are you going to separate me from the other people that are not like me? And that's a question that they ask recruiters. So I love that. And cause you play there. So let's stop right there. How should recruiters talk about y'all? How should they bring, because, typically where you would start is onboarding, and then after onboarding, and then you'd start through the employee life cycle and help with the employee experience. But I want to push you out into recruiting, because I think there's a great story out in recruiting about how a company actually goes about this particular thing.
Yeah, so with the recruitment, if they are first time coming into an organization which is using appraise, because there is a follow-up which I want to tell how we visualize it helping the recruitment in the future. When they come in, but the main thing is when you're onboarding, you're talking about the culture of the company, right? But once when they are onboarded and you have talked to them about the culture, because we are letting people recognize on values, competencies, and skills, and the recruitment team should be able to tell them, hey, this company uses what appraises. So anytime you demonstrate, you will be looked upon whether you're demonstrating the culture, and if you're a geek in project management and that's your expertise, and if you are demonstrating it on the job and you get recognized so many times, then in your profile, it is going to show as because we create what we call as an appraise graph, which is a patent pending form, which is a carryable, transferable graph, which is like it, you can visualize it like your 401k, right? When you start with the company, when you start your career, you start adding to your pension funds. And when you move to another organization, it goes with you. So that way, as they demonstrate the project management skills and it gets added into the competency, it becomes their strength, which can be carried with them. And right. Yeah.
And it seems like it would work both ways. So if they have a weakness, then it highlights that, but then it they can shore up that weakness with, you know, training and development or some type of thing to help them. If communication isn't, let's say, a competency or a skill, they can work on it. If they know that they have a weakness or a deficit there, they know that then I'm assuming that the company has tied that not just to performance, but they've tied that also to learning and development.
Yes, exactly. So we do provide, if the companies have LMS, then can actually based on what competencies or skills which comes as part of the feed forward, it will go and bring in those courses which are available for them from the training database. And as part of the continuous performance, we follow a process called check-in, which is a facilitated one-on-one conversation between the manager and the employee. And it can be configured to happen either weekly or monthly or quarterly, depending on how often the companies want it. And so during that conversation, what happens is the goals, the appraise and the feed forward, because you can do appraise and the feed forward against a goal also, if we link it with the goals and the performance management. So you can go to that level and recognize the person, hey, good job on performing this competency for this particular goal. So you can go to that level if you want to. And then in as part of the conversation, it is going to bring up all the trainings which are there from your training database, learning and development. Or if they don't have, we take it from the online courses which are available and show it to them. And they can track their trainings and learn about whatever they need to work on.
I love that. I love because it gives them a pathway. Again, it's one of those things. If you know where you're at, and then someone tells you, "Here's where you need to be, and here's how you get there," then it's not as overwhelming. You know, it's not that you've gotten that feedback and you've gotten that feed forward, and so you know how to get to the next place, the next level, if you will. So one of the questions I always ask on this particular podcast is how do customers buy right now? How do they look at appraise? Is it a cost thing? How am I retain employees? Like, how do they justify the purchase?
Okay, so it depends because it varies because we offer three different 3 years of appraise where we just do recognition and rewards, which is our basic version. Then we do a plus, which is tied with the performance management. And we do an enterprise version, which comes with the other engagement tools like the pulse survey and integration with the Slack and the Teams and polls and all types of other things. So when the customers come, they come for us, the main thing is they come either for a recognition platform or for a performance. Or sometimes, because only when we show it that it is tied together, then they realize, okay, oh, he can have it affect their performance, and performance can become much more objective rather than being subjective, right? So that's why we show it to them whenever it comes in. And when they are looking at it, when they come, when there is a need, and when there is a need and they know what they are looking for, and people who have heard peer recognitions and who want to create that culture, they immediately are like, you know, buy it.
So
but then if there are companies which are like traditional, more traditional ways, then there is a like, okay, so how does it work and all that, you need to get to them with more details on that. Yeah.
So do you play better as a switch or with a new co that's never had something like a praise?
Mostly it has been a new where they are looking for something.
Right.
But we have had customers who approached us and say, hey, I have this, which is a much more traditional system. And now we are looking to replace it with a much more new, because of the generation, which is the workforce has changed. We want something new. Then that time they already know in their mind, right? They want something with gamification. They want something which is like easy to use. It has to be an app version. Then it is easy sell.
Right, right. I could see that. I could see the switch being easy for you because essentially it's a 3.0. You can look at the waves that came before you and then just say, listen, we're doing it better and we're doing it in a way that the audience responds better to. We're meeting them where they need to be, etc. With a new company, maybe they've never done recognition, maybe they've never thought of rewards and performance, maybe they haven't done any of those things. They're going to love it. I can see that. Because again, it's engagement, but it's engagement. There's a purpose for engagement. Like that's one of the things I love about what you are doing is you're not just doing it for engagement's sake. Like, let's just do engagement. There's a reason, there's a methodology, there's a reason, there's science behind it, etc. What questions do when you get questions from CFOs or some of the more financially minded folks at a prospect or a customer, what do they ask you? What are they interested in when they're talking to you?
So one of the things which generally comes, not necessarily from the CFOs, which is also comes from some of the traditional HR folks also, is what if people game the system?
That's a fair question. That is a fair question. I know that I thought that myself, so that's fair. All right.
So what we did was when we started presenting it, and that was the question which came up in some of, so then we said, okay, we want to create a culture of peer recognition in the companies, but we can give you something what we call as an outlier report, which is meaning like if I pat on someone's back and somebody pats on my back more than two times or three times, sometimes it can be genuine because we are the two people in the project among the others who are working and we work. But times it can be not genuine. So we said that is the way we can bring those out. And then it is for the HR to kind of decide if it is genuine or not genuine. So that's one of the things which always comes up. What if they game the system? Other thing is there a value in making it a social recognition platform, right? The reason we say there is a value for the social recognition platform because when somebody gets recognized, right, in the traditional way, somebody will send us an email, hey, good job, your manager will send an email, and it sits in my inbox, and that's it. And if I go home and share it, okay, I'll tell I got recognized, and that's about it. But in this world, is everybody, when they get recognized and appreciated, they want to share it with their friends and professional network. So we let them share it to the Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. But what does it do for the company, right? That's the value which the companies have to realize is you are spending so much on building how employees are looked after in your companies, in the social media. So you're creating your own social media presence. But if you look at when people share this, others who are already looking at your companies will know these are the values, competencies, and skills which are valued in this organization. So then you might actually get the right hire you want for your next, when you're identifying talent, right, or recruiting people. So it works for the organizations.
I love that. I love that. A couple of just kind of market things. Size of company where y'all play well, or vertical markets where you play well?
The verticals, technology is always easy, and we have a lot of the companies which come to us are some of them are nonprofits. For some reason, this seems to be a real good fit for the nonprofits. And other things are like manufacturing companies. And so those are, technology is the main player, which I would say among our clients, technology clients, IT services, the type of companies. And then, of course, the we've had healthcare, some healthcare as well. So,
There's obviously in rewards and recognition, there's all kinds of different pricing models, and I don't want you to get into price, more the model of pricing. Sometimes people charge for a platform, sometimes the platform's free and they make kind of a percentage of rewards. Sometimes it's price per per employee per month. And again, I don't want you to tell me the pricing. It's just more the model of pricing.
So we charge price per employee per month, but if the employee base is like greater than 10,000, then we charge a flat fee.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. Right. So there's a ceiling there, which is good for them. So it just doesn't keep growing. And contract lengths, 1, 3, 5 years, that type stuff.
Ours is annual subscription. Mm-hmm. So we just do annual and we hope and that they continue the year after that.
well, I hope that as well. Okay, last thing, and this is a bit off topic, but years ago, a friend of mine was working in, I think he was in Mumbai. And American guy. And he was telling me about this concept of micro promotions in India. And he was explaining it to me this way. He's like, listen, in the company that I work with, we do micro promotions. And it blew my mind. I'm like, what the hell is a micro promotion? He goes, well, for a lot of the folks that work for us, they need to be recognized every 3-6 months. And so we've created, instead of kind of the traditional, you know, five levels of whatever the bid is, there's all these sub levels. And so people can go and kind of for 6 months do that level and then go another 6 months or 9 months and then do the next level, et cetera. Was that just at his, so the question is, was that just at his company that was that, you know, like was he an outlier and that was just kind of culturally kind of how they dealt with promotions, or is that something you've seen in India yourself?
No, see, I work for MNCs in India, so I work for GE and Microsoft, so it kind of follows the the Microsoft US model and the GE model. But see, it could be their particular company, the way they got it. But I would say people, at least at the junior level, they want to get promoted much more faster.
Yes.
And that's the way ambition which everybody comes in. And with appraise, even though it's an off-beat question, I want to tie it up with how appraise helps in that.
As you should, as you should.
So we do have, see, because we do all our recognitions based on competency, skill, and all that. So we do have, if you put in the levels of the organization in the system, as you perform the competencies of your one level up, you as you demonstrate those competencies, it shows us as a report. So you can actually see who's ready for a promotion or not. And based on the report, because if I demonstrate all the competencies of my one level, the next level up, then it kind of tells me I'm ready for that role, right? So it helps both the employee also to know where they are in terms of getting promoted, so they like don't have to have that awkward conversation with the manager. And for the manager also, they know exactly whether the person is ready for that role or not. Because many times you go with, hey, this person has a potential, I see him do it, and you go with that. But here, at least, it gives you exactly what competencies of the higher level they have played, so that you know, like, you know, that they are they're ready for promotion.
Well, what I love about that is, and getting back to his company, it was a lot of younger people. Now that I think about it, it was a lot of junior people. So that might, now that tracks for me. But one of the things that I love about what y'all are doing is the transparency on both sides. So as an employee, I don't have to guess. Like I can see where I'm at and what I yet have to kind of achieve. And so to get to that next level. And I think that, first of all, I think that's just great because there's no anxiety. There's no, you know, there's no secrets to it. It's like I can look at it on my dashboard and see what I have to do. But it's also good for managers. You know, then they can then see where their team is and, you know, lend a hand and do some feed forward type stuff. But also, you know, when someone's ready, that, you know, it's they can see they're ready. As a manager, you can see they're ready. And so it becomes an easier conversation.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. And I told you, I promised you it would fly by. And it indeed has flown by.
It did.
I want to thank you for carving out time and coming on the podcast. And I also want to thank the listeners for listening to the Use Case Podcast.
Thank you, William. It was nice chatting with you on this podcast. Thank you for having me here.
Vice versa. I appreciate you and thank you again for the time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite platform and hit us up at recruitingdaily.com.